Welcome to the Global Citizen's Guide to Migration. I am your host, Javod Rezai.
And I am the co-host, Rebecca Watson.
So in the previous two episodes, we talked about the benefits of migration that I have had and
that I have also experienced.
So could you just quickly give a recap? What are the three main benefits of migrating to a new country for you?
For me, the biggest benefits have definitely been my self-confidence and my self-assurance in the things that I can do, the opening of my mind to different ways of thinking and culture, and lastly, is just all the memories I have made along the way. What about you, Javod?
Well, I would wholeheartedly agree. And the one thing I would like to add to that is that now I know myself a lot more than I did before. I'm closer to myself and I am more aligned with myself. So the one thing I want the viewers to take from this podcast is to go out and travel. This whole series is all about migration, right? But the important thing is to leave your comfort zone, leave your country and the culture that you're so familiar with, and see the world, see what it has to offer. And I'm sure most of you listening to this are between 18 and 25. This is the prime time for you to travel and to migrate to another country.
And there are many ways to do this. Not only can you use websites such as Workaway and go and find a job somewhere in a different country, you can also do study abroads. You can
be a tourist. You can live in Thailand for 3 months on a tourist visa. The possibilities are endless, and the destinations are limitless. So, you should go out and do it. Trust me, you will not regret it. The worst that can happen is you'll end up with some interesting stories and great memories. Thank you all for listening to our episode of A Global Citizen's Guide to Migration. This is Javod signing off.
Bye-bye, guys.